Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. So act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bottle. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up them red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Dime piece, classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting crunk. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody rocking in it, bitch. A lot of hoes jockeying in this lane. Everybody rep they hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch.
That's that Philly Shine Radio music. Definitely crazy music. I'm sitting here waiting for my ride so I could go chill out with my homies down South Street. Shout out to my VIP, Big Brass, definitely representing Felony Records. They're going to be in the building tomorrow for Diamond Spotlight, Move the Crowd, the second edition. Real excited. I'm very, very, very excited. Shout out to my homegirl, Fire Chick, who's helping my co-host, Kira Bear, out for tomorrow night, who is also my sister. And don't get the Kira part of the beer fool. She's a beer. Okay? She just cares or whatever. But shout out to everybody tuning in to Switchboard. Tonight we got a little fun topic. I want to, you know what I mean, see who's been taken there a little bit, I guess you could say, fighting over a guy or whatever, or a girl, fighting over someone. I'm not talking about taking up for people, or my case, I had to be a bully because I had little sisters, and you fuck with my little sister, you fuck with me, but I'm not talking about that, like, I'm talking about, you know, somebody getting you caught up into some relationship bullshit. Mm-hmm. Hold on my mic. There we go. We have a private caller. I can, could you press the number one? And if you want to join in on the show, just press the number one. I'll definitely open up your mic and you can show off with us or whatever. Private caller, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes, oh.
Yes?
This is Don Dada, a.k.a. Shaba Atomic Theory.
No. Your name's who?
Atomic Theory.
Atomic Theory?
Yeah.
Are you an artist?
Yeah. What you know about me?
Where you from? I don't know anything
about
you.
But what we talking about in reference to? What was you speaking? What was you talking about? What you saying?
Well, this is Philly Shine Radio. We
right.
First introduced each other, and you got to show off and let me know where you calling from, what you into.
It's going to be natural. I got to show off. I mean, I'm just going to be myself.
Atomic Fury, right? Where'd you get that name from?
Atomic Theory.
Where'd you get that name from?
I don't know. It's just I went from D Lord to, you know, like it's just how I carry myself, I guess, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, D Lord, then D Lord of Ruckus, then, you know, Atomic, and I was just like, you know, everything I say is just explosive, so I'm just going to make it sound scary. So, yeah, me, I'm trying to blow your mind.
Well, tonight's topic, we're going to know, besides showing off, have you ever had to fight over someone? Have you ever been put in a position where you had to fight over a woman?
Oh my God. Yes, I have. My first round, rumble, you know what I'm saying? It was like it was a verbal dispute, actually, with my ex's father, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we sitting at his dinner table, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to think about the reality, you know what I'm saying? The whole situation. I'm in his home, you know what I'm saying, at his dinner table, you know what I'm saying? We not eating, we just, you know what I mean, sitting across from each other, just, you know what I mean, busting it up, just shooting, you know what I mean? And I had to let him know, like, look, you know what I mean, that's my baby. I care for her. I care about her, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, we just, we tight, you know what I mean? We tight like...
So what was the fight over? Like,
it wasn't a fight. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? It was like he thought I was trying to take his daughter away from her, but I'm like, you haven't been there for her, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All her life, you know what I'm saying? The mass majority of her life, he wasn't there for her. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? There wasn't, you know what I mean, no room that he had to talk, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So basically, I'm like, look, you know what I mean?
But still,
the bottom line,
you can't judge how... You know what I mean? A parent is
going to... Yeah, but I've been on both sides of the fence, and she done already told me, and I done already put it together myself.
And I would never... You should never want to... I don't like that, because you talk to my dad, I'm going to kick your ass.
I didn't disrespect
the
man. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a God-fearing man, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm far from being God, but I work hard. You know what I'm saying? That when I put my, there's a method to my madness.
All right. Well, I understand. Well, I like that you said you wasn't being disrespectful.
I was just standing my grounds. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was going,
okay.
You know what I mean? Stick and stay, you know what I mean?
All right. But tonight's topic, I'm looking for violence, so.
Nah,
like,
you looking for violence.
Looking tonight.
You need some real violence, like.
No, I'm joking. It was a joke, Mr.
Oh, I thought you was talking about this is being thrown at heads and all that type stuff.
No,
I don't know nothing about that.
It is what it is. I don't know. I want to hear it all, but thank you so much for sharing your story and calling in. Stay tuned and definitely follow me on Twitter.
I'm glad I got through.
All right. Well, definitely follow me on Twitter and hit me up or whatever. And thank you so much for tuning in, and You're definitely always welcome, Mr. Atomic Fury. And shout out to everybody else chilling with us in the switchboard tonight. I'm not going to have nobody fighting nobody, brothers and sisters and fathers and cousins and shit like that now. We will take up for the family because you try to turn on one of us, we going on you. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to do that because, like, when you try to get in the middle of a family fight, it's a family, it's not one person. But I'm going to take one more caller before I go into this big brass music and check out everybody else. Definitely press one. I open up your mic. You can join in the show, show off first and foremost, and then we can get into everything else. 267-339, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's CT, Honest. What's the deal?
What's good? What's good? Welcome back. Welcome back. Chilling. I just got off the phone with Mirror. He told me that you did call him for the video, but he was busy shooting the video at the present time, but he ready to make it on deck, and he has to make your video big for me because we got to represent Diamond Spotlight, Move the Crowd, and
yeah.
Winning a video, a quality video, is definitely what we need in this city, or as artists, you know what I mean, to show off.
Yeah, I just want to, so what's up? Let's do it next weekend.
No, let's do it Monday.
Monday?
Let's have a Monday.
Yeah, but I don't want to just, like, throw it together like that, like, if it's going to be quality, you know what I mean? Like, I want to invite some females, some bottles.
No, boo. We'll talk off the show. We'll be acting all like you got it. All right. We gotta get a warning. I want me and Molly call in tonight so we could just be like, look, nigga, this is a hustle. We hustling. We're gonna get this shit done. We've been waiting for 2 weeks, so I'm sure everybody on deck waiting. And this is who I'm speaking to is Corey of Black Collar Music. I can actually introduce him to everybody listening and myself. He's a talented businessman. He manages me, who is a talented artist, who won my first edition of Diamond Spotlight Moody Crowd. It was tough because both him and my homeboy C-How, who was second place, had the crowd going crazy. We had to just put it down to just some last minute bars to see who just couldn't help but be moved, you know what I'm saying? So me had niggas in the back like, what are you just saying? What? So definitely shout out to the winner. I got to show some love to you guys. And shout out to my homegirl, Diamond_So_Rare. Definitely doing her thing, representing Team Diamond, CEO, doing her motherfucking thing. Supporting my homeboy me. But welcome back to the show, Mr. Corey. Let me see, CT.
All right. What's up? What's the topic, man? What you need me to talk about?
Tonight's topic is a fun one. I want you to chill me for a minute because I want you to talk to Mirror when he calls in as well. But I'm going to actually answer your topic. I'm going to take one more caller, somebody who's been holding who pressed the number one. From the 404 area code. Is this my Looney Tunes? 404-447. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? What's happening, Philly Shine? This your boy Ray Money calling from the south side of Atlanta, Khalid Park, to be exact. This is my first time, you know what I mean, checking in. It's like my third time listening to the show. I've been enjoying myself. Shout out to the boy CT. I think I'm following you on Twitter, man. You know what I mean? I really like what y'all doing, how y'all got the movement up top, rocking that motherfucker hard for Philly, you know what I mean? Making it sound relevant.
I appreciate it, definitely. And we'll definitely shout out on Twitter. We follow back and all that. What is your Twitter? You might as well shout it out for the listeners.
Hey,
it's at SSEATL, you know what I mean? You can't miss me. It's Ray Money, RayMonee, and that's at SSEATL.
All right. We'll definitely check you out online and on Twitter. I appreciate all artists, and we have all the types of connections that we could be able to make. My X-Squad DJs and DJs United are spread all over the country, so us artists need to keep that that work together.
I just got off the line doing a live interview with the Turned Up Thursday show with Miss Shay Shay, you know what I mean, Miss T Crump and Miss Nicole ATL, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's the grind, baby. Like, as soon as I seen the post go up, and I kind of figured that Philly Shine was going to be on tonight, I wanted to make sure that I called, and I called at the right time, because for one of the first times I got a chance to check in, so I'm glad to be on.
All right, that's what's up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I'm going to make sure I hit you up. Maybe you could be a featured artist on the show. We'll check out your music and whatnot. But tonight's topic is fun or whatever and a little crazy. But I want to know, have you ever found yourself fighting over a girl?
If anything, disrespect fact that now I will say it was a female involved in the altercation that I got into at one point in time in the 11th grade, and the reason why I remember it, that was the first time and the last time, you know what I mean? But it was more so the disrespectful fact, because the nigga really actually tried me. It wasn't about the female, it was about the disrespect, because the nigga actually tried me. I slapped his wig off and it was on after that.
That's right. Yeah, but when somebody attacks you, what can you do? Like, I've never fought over a dude, ever, never. I've been bumped before, and it was like bullshit or whatever, because I'm a little, like, you know what I mean? You know how it is when you messing with a rapper, you a rapper yourself, and everybody, you know, doing this, doing that, you got groupies, so... I expected this girl, she was like, you know, a MySpace stalker and like drawing all my relationship or whatever. But I expected this girl to be not only just fat, like her pictures, but I expected to be at least my height. You know what I mean? CT, like somebody I could take maybe. Like, this bitch getting on my fucking nerves. If I ever see her, I'm a hitter. But she comes to a party and she ever been at like 5 foot nothing and like bumped me. And I look back, I'm like, was that that bitch?
Yeah,
I'm like, she's too short. I was a little salty, but like, whatever. Stupid bitch bumped me. I can't, you know, you can't. I'm not a bad bully like that. I can't just, you know what I mean? You know, just like the girl did some vicious shit. I should have beat her ass, bitch. But, fuck her. Yeah, she was grown enough. I kind of whooped ass, but she was definitely not big enough. But I've never felt myself, like, being in any more of a strenuous situation. Like, even when she bumped me, it was like, she got her bumps worse, because I don't know about if you ever come to Philly. Like, I think we the kings and queens of bumping. Like, you're not going to just, you know what I mean, touch a person without them giving you the extra shoulder push, you know what I mean? So
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That. Yeah, I gave it a little extra, like, don't touch me, bitch. Like, who the fuck? Yeah, bitch, nah, like, that's about it. I bumped the shit out of bitch over someone.
Put my whole shoulder in this one.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Like, I ain't no bitch. But definitely, thanks for joining the show. You're welcome to tune in. I'm gonna make sure, like I said, that I give you information so that you could be able to submit some music, we get to know you a little bit more, and thanks for tuning in or whatever.
Always, I'm going to try to make this a regular Thursday where I check in with you, you know what I mean, and get as much Philly Shine in my system as I possibly can stand.
Right, let it show. That's what's up. Thanks. But now we got my homeboy CT on the line as well. I asked him to chill, you know
CT
what I mean?
CT, the G-O-D.
Yeah, we got a showcase tomorrow, and my showcase and competition, and I have to have me come and perform again so that we can let everybody know why he was the winner, you know what I mean? And I'm going to make sure that I keep my winners involved in the showcases, because we are going to have the grand finale July 27th. I'm not sure if we're going to do it at Club Hilaris or the Trocadero, but I already have my ex-squad DJs and DJs United coming to the city to be the judge and to give away prizes. So it's going to be crazy. I think I might even pick, like, 3 winners from online or something. So maybe that might be your way, you know what I mean? I don't know. Bring you right on
the keep my ears open and keep my grind hard, you know what I mean? I just might come on up to Philly. I want me a real cheesesteak anyway.
Yes, you need, everybody needs a real cheesesteak. definitely, like, I'll let you know. So I'm real excited. Tomorrow, the second edition, Diamond Spotlight Move the Crowd. We got new hosts, you know what I'm saying? And I might just rotate it a little bit. You know, that's how they do it on TV and everything anyway. But I had everybody set up. I stalked everybody's pages, and I got your pictures. I put them in the iPad, so my host will know who everybody is. I'm going to get more organized each and every show. So definitely thanks for everybody being a part of Diamond Spotlight. But, CT, I got to ask you, now you being a big guy, like, what you like, 6'3"?
No, I'm like 6'2".
So that was all by 1, 2.
I'm like 6'1", for real.
Okay.
It's 6'2".
Well, you come across big as shit, nigga, my nigga.
Yeah.
But I want to know, have you ever found yourself fighting over a girl?
No, man, I don't get into that shit. My bad.
You said,
I don't get into that shit, man. Like, if she want to, I guess, like, say, fight over it, then I'm out. For real.
You said out?
Yeah, I'm out, man. I don't really get into altercations, man. I don't want to. I know me. I already know how I get, so I just rather leave it alone. Like, if she ain't worth fighting for me, then fuck it, man. I'm out.
Mm.
But
right.
If any of her brothers or anything got a problem, then, you know, then I can handle that. But other than that, you want to argue and all that shit? Nah, man. Fuck that. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
I'm not fighting a little female. Unless it's my daughter, man. And I don't got no daughter, so I ain't fighting.
That's what's up. Good. Because I only wanted it to be, like, fun. Because everybody's had, even, like, my first caller, you know what I mean, having had an argument or sort of altercation with someone, just when you care about somebody sometimes, and then somebody else cares about them in a different way, it causes a little friction, whatever.
Yeah. I ain't doing that, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Because we need less and less, because that's when it get real.
Yeah, if you want to fight over it, you might as well smack her, too, to make you even get into that situation.
No, never.
And I don't even hit females. I don't. But she making you get into that, like, you know what I mean? Like, just calm the fuck down, you know, enjoy life, man. That's what I'm about.
What else is that? I mean, you definitely worked hard. Definitely shout out to everybody at Black Collar Music. Shout out to Meme. And I'll definitely see you guys tomorrow. I got to get some of his shit on the switchboard. Y'all were supposed to email me.
I know these callers need to hear that new Burn freestyle, man. That joint is
tell
too nice, man. Him and Dunny went in on that shit.
Tell him to call in. Maybe we might need to hear some spittage live. But I'm gonna take another caller. Definitely shout out to everybody tuning in. Press 1. Dirty Boy, I'm looking for your number, but if you press 1, you make it easier for me. We got a caller, 215. Shit. 215-778. Welcome to Free Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello, 215-778. Yo, what's good? Who that?
This is the Riots.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, this is the Riots.
Tobias?
Yeah, Tuma Swalik Jami, Swalik Production, y'all.
What's good? Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well,
we in the house.
Shout out to Twitter. I like how you said it. Thank you very much. You sound like Elvis.
I heard that. What's on your mind?
What's your Twitter? You got to definitely. Yeah, what is your Twitter? You got to show off on my show. Like, we network and show off first and foremost. What part of the city you in?
Excuse me?
What part of the city are you in?
I'm in the burbs. I'm in the burbs, baby. Yeah, I'm in the burbs. I'm on Bucks County. Bucks County. Yeah, I mean, the home of the Bucks. Yeah, I mean,
sorry.
young Bucks, young and them Bucks. Yeah, you know.
Shout out to my homeboy, Dirty Boy. He got a song called Milwaukee Bucks, or he gets
Dirty
Bucks.
Who, Dirty Black? You know Dirty Black?
No. His name Dirty Boy.
Dirty Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that Dirk Diggler cat.
Oh, no. Never heard of him.
Dirk Diggler?
I don't know, but what's your Twitter? You gotta represent. Show
up. Oh, I am from the city, though. I come from the underworld. We call a place we call the underworld, the bottom.
The bottom. That's why I'm right now.
Yeah, West Philadelphia.
God damn! But what's your Twitter? Can you hear me? Okay.
I'm a little static. I'm getting a little. It's a little static. It's a little static over here.
Alright, I can hear you clear, but shout out to Twitter for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm most definitely do that. I need to you talk to
you
some numbers
Twitter
to me.
Now?
Huh? Nah, I'm man down, correct. Man down.
Man down?
Man down.
Okay. Have you been drinking?
Huh?
Have you been drinking?
Drinking what, water?
I'm done.
No, this is that H2O. This is the H2O. I'm just, you know, I'm just a little rowdy, you know.
A little rowdy. Well, you called in the show for a reason. Maybe you can relate to the topic. Have you ever found yourself fighting over someone?
Hold on, excuse me. Run that by me one more again.
I said, have you ever found yourself fighting over someone, like fighting over a woman or a man you were in a relationship?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I had an experience.
I did not say a man or a woman. That was, like, real disrespectful. I don't even know why. I'm sorry. Niggas are calling the show drunk as shit. I love it. Shout out to my whole boy Dirty Boy in the building. 215-512. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
I didn't push one.
I don't care if you press one. I found the number. You don't want to be on the line? Yo, Dirty Boy, you have a crazy way of trying to play me, yo. I love it. What's up with you? Now that I press one, now that I opened your mic up, what's good? Hello?
He gone.
Damn. I lost a couple callers.
Yeah, he gone.
Crazy. Oh, I muted him. I muted him.
Hello?
Dirty Boy, can you hear me now?
Yeah, what you do?
I muted you by accident.
Hey, there you go. You trying to play me now.
I take everything that you dish out with a smile, because I'm a talker. But welcome to Shine, though. Shout out to BMG, my gang, that new video, Ryan Clean. Shout out my homeboy, Q Philly, a.k.a. Dante Diva. Dante Diva? Dante?
Yeah, that joint called Milwaukee, huh?
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I knew it was something Bucks.
All
right. At least I said Milwaukee.
Huh?
At least I said Milwaukee. I don't got the best
memory. You don't got what?
I don't have no. I never try to say I do.
You already had them songs in your email. What's up?
I did just one.
You sent them to me.
And shout out to my homeboy, Predators Ball. Definitely amazing, amazing promotion, doing his thing. I can't to work with you, listening and showing love. They're definitely going to follow Predators Ball, PREDATORSBALL. Shout out to I Am Vito Rich, Dorm Management, or is it DORMNCDIANT, and Chase _ Wild. So, like hashtag Money Calling. So, Money Calling, you can find them. Definitely, like I said, shout out to everybody for this ball doing this thing. We got to see you, Dirty Boy, even though you and Easy were in the last competition. I invited you to come out again, and tomorrow I need you in my top place to win the show. I said it live. I'm not trying to be biased. I'm not even going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to be watching the crowd to see, you know what I mean, if you move the crowd this time. So you bring that shit, and I fucking mean it. And I'm telling
you, right.
You know when me and you will fight over something? I'm going to fight you over Diamond Spice.
I don't want no trouble.
Yo, I swear to God, Dirty Boy will say some shit and it had a whole room just laughing at me, but he going to tell y'all what he said because like, no. Dirty Boy like my little brother, though. Got that little brother, always showing love. Oh shit, shout out to Zeke55 who was on the line. Call back. Five, he's performing in the showcase tomorrow. Shout out to everybody who's performing tomorrow and showing love. Definitely shout out to my host, Miss Fire Chick, and my character, aka Cookie. She ain't gonna take no shit, but she's gonna be real nice and fair. And top it off looking amazing. So
Right.
Shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to you, Dirty Boy, listening in. Even though you ain't pressing I support you and on the phone. If anybody else wants to join in, definitely press 1. After I play this music, we gonna show love and show off and finish talking about this topic, you know what I mean? I'm going to get some of Dirty Boy music uploaded since he said I have it. So I'm going to go check the email and see what's up with that.
Yeah, it should be in your spam folder because you sent it to me.
I'm about to check it out.
Right.
Send it to you?
Yeah, you sent it to me. You forwarded it
when
to me.
When I was in the studio.
It's under your email, though.
All right, well, I'm going to go check it out. All right, I think my memory's coming back to me. I'm gonna get a robot that remembers the event watch. Shout out to my homeboy Big Brad. This my shit, Hungry for Hundreds. Kill me, Dirty Boy. I wanna ask you a topic question and
Hungry for Hundreds.
Niggas in cold blood, show no love. Pull a toaster and do a nigga in with no gloves. That paper we chasing, full speed, homie, no pacing. Got a track hard, a die slow. Hand that rock like Rondo. We don't run, I stay scheme. You eat while I starve, you straight dreaming. Gotta get mine by any means. That watch nice, that's what you want for me. Had niggas on my team, you was all about green. They started acting funny, now it's all about me. I'ma get mine regardless, cause I refuse to be solving. I'm
hungry for hunts.
That guap.
Hungry for hunts.
That wallet.
Hungry for hunts.
That paper.
Hungry for hunts.
That cheese.
Hungry for hunts.
That bread.
Hungry for hunts. Hungry for hunts.
That chain.
Hungry for hunts.
Gotta get that guap.
Hungry for hunts.
Get that wallet. All about that paper.
Hungry for hunts.
I need that cheese. Count up that bread.
gotta get me the same. Running up that chain, we all about that paper, stack it tall, skyscraper. We ride around and we getting it, maybe that's why they hate us. My phone popping, we doing numbers, block hot, but we still pumping. Niggas came to squash that beef, but a week later we still thumping. We hungry for them Ben Franks, so we paper chasing each and every day. They pump faking, I'm show stopping, I'm putting on they top blocking. I'm doing me, they girl is too, that's why you mad, but that's all on you. Gotta hit the streets and try to get something, that's why she mad, all because you ain't. Moving them OZs through the streets, start when you getting dope. $10 a week, all on the floor. It's coming in like clockwork. Me and Econ, me the block's working. That's a no fag, you can bet that. Hey, Phoenix, South Philly, they no mag. I'm serious, no lie, bro. We was doing numbers like the lotto. Selling pronto, then re-up. Never been robbed, I'm D-up. My 40 bang and my K-Do-2. Got people to vouch, can say the same about you. Living life in the fast lane to get that chain. Still repping the hood, and ain't a damn thing change up.
Yeah, exactly.
I got talent. I just pressed a couple buttons, though, but I got a shout-out for that. What's all that noise?
I'm tired.
I'm up to
Hello? Dirty boy all outside doing some shit.
Well, I'm at the cookout.
Okay. But welcome. I gotta ask you the topic question. I think that's my homeboy from the suburbs, he said. I'm gonna get to your call in a second. Have you, Zeke, ever found yourself fighting over a girl?
No.
Even if it wasn't physical. Huh?
If it ever got to get to that point, she never was your girl. You know what I'm saying? So, Nizal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. I've never had to, but this is almost could have got fucked up. If I was young, like I used to be crazy, and then like people bother me now, please, it'd be a whole problem.
whole problem,
especially in this, and what you do now, and then like having being with somebody that do the same thing, or even that you do the same thing.
Right.
It get real, like people trying to get all personal with you, like what? Nah, it ain't even worth it. But I definitely a long time ago made a promise to myself that nobody's worth beating them up. You know what I mean? It's not worth beating people up no more. You gotta stop it.
Plus, you get at a certain age, like that shit get old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. But definitely, thanks for calling in. I'm gonna see what I could do about getting you. Music email to me. Next time I'm in the studio, I'm going to remember to get it because it makes no sense that I'm in the studio and I can't get the music that's being done. And I don't care if someone want me to have it. I'm taking it.
I'm all for it.
All right, yeah, because all I'm going to do is show it off. So I hope you guys are ready to be showing off. That's all we do.
All right, shout out my nigga C-How too.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out C-How. I think C-How sent me some stuff. I'm going to check this check out my switchboard. But in the meantime, I got to show some love to my homeboy, Big Face. He got the new video out on DunawayFilms.com. You check out Tester's film on YouTube where you just search Big Face Dunny for this new joint called Time I'm On. It's that shit. This Philly
Yeah,
anthem.
I like that joint. That video is shit,
Time
too.
I'm On. Exactly. I like the crackhead at the end. That was so the crackhead just got this type of time, my boy. But then we have fun. Like I said, check us out. And then also listen to the clarity on shit, right?
Right.
Damn, I got it up too loud. Oh, there we go. All right. What is that noise?
Oh, that drone. But I'm about to, be out of this drone. Make sure y'all niggas come out tomorrow, 69th Street Lounge. Come show love.
Definitely. Thank you so much for tuning in, Mr. Zeke.
No doubt.
Check out this new music, guys. Time I'm On, Big Face. Big Face, darling.
Niggas will try you cause you sit behind computers. Well, let them try me, they gon' be living by computers. Life expensive, dollars when I'm sexing. The way I pack the lettuce is solid when I'm dressing. Took a frozen track and now it's sizzling. I be selling pussy, they call me the middleman. You ain't talking cash, you ain't relevant. Used to be cold, got money, then the hell I went. I drowned a pussy giving CPR. Entourage for the entourage. When the road to riches ain't got a license, I stand out. You camouflage, I'm self-paid, self-made. You bitch made, your bitch pay. Yo, cut that, switchblade. Got them goofy bitches on their testicles. Sad when you let the engineer get the best of you. Damn, this nigga going in through the... type of time I'm. Niggas will try you cause you sit behind computers. Well, let them try me, they gon' be living by computers. Life's expensive, dollars when I'm sexing. The way I pack the lettuce is solid when I'm dressing. Took a frozen track and now it's sizzling. I be selling pussy, they call me the middleman. You ain't talking cash, you ain't relevant. Used to be cold, got money, then the hell I went. I drowned a pussy, giving CPR. Entourage for the entourage. When the road to riches ain't got a license, I stand out. You camouflage, I'm self-paid, self-made. You bitch made, your bitch pay. Yo, cut that, switchblade. Got them goofy bitches on their testicles. Sad when you let the engineer get the best of you. Damn, this nigga going in through the best of you. We're still on the clock, how we live so flexible. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke. 24-hour shifts, yeah, I gotta get it. Me and Rika turn your Benz into a ganja civic. Niggas say they real with no detail. Really think they gangster cause they get Gmail. Hood nigga, I'll get sloppy toppy and poppy. And I'm doing way better since that label dropped me. Always had a big head, but I was never cocky. I just tell it like it is, real shit, no hockey. I ain't really the blogging type. You hear me? I'm more like the Ogden type. I ain't got time, shorty, eat the wood. Tick, tock, and you better do it good. This the type of time I'm on. You keep on waiting for the lottery. I'm about to take the king spot. Charge me for the robbery. Like my woman Coco, classy like a snow boat. Niggas wanna share them with me, but they want them dolo. Yeah. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke.
Alright, I was hello. Alright, I'm out. I had to figure out these buttons. Sometimes I press buttons all crazy. Shout out to my girl Miss Chocolate Chip in the building. Showing love. Welcome back.
How you doing, sweetheart? How you doing? How's everything?
I was just about to text you. That's why I remembered your phone number. I'm like, oh my goodness. High energy works, good energy. Shout out to you. Definitely, definitely a pleasant face, a hardworking woman. You got to show off and let everybody know what's good with you. How you been, babe?
I've been good. You know how I do. I'm silent but deadly. That's the way I like to be. In the outskirts, little speck, spectacular. That's all I like to do. I mean, I've been doing all right. Just calling up, show you some love. Shout out to everyone who's listening. Basically, just also I want to shout out Truth Teller. I wanted to thank her, and I don't know her number, but I have been talking to her over Instant Messenger. I really wanted to thank her for that night, period. She knows where that stems from. and I figured that she would be on with you tonight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She hasn't been feeling well, but I did text her and tell her to come in. I'll text you her number. That's not a problem. I thought you had it. Yeah, her number hasn't changed. It's still the same number. And Mr. BMG, you did not send me the day one song. It's a blank email. You got to make sure you attach the email. Okay. I think you're listening in. So attach the email for me so I can be able to play your song. I know, yeah, you did it in June. I'm sitting here looking in May. I don't have anything in my email. I don't really like checking my email during the show. I feel like I got ADD. All right, back to the show. welcome back, Miss Chocolate Chip. You definitely always have fun when you're on the phone, and hopefully Truth Teller will call in, and we can have fun with her. And shout out to everybody else listening in. Definitely press the number one. I will open up your mic, and you get a chance to join in on a topic for tonight or just show off what you've been up to. Now, Miss Chocolate Chip, even though you are, I guess you could say, a chocolate chip, how tall are you, like 5'1"?
4'8".
4'8". All right, 4'8". Very beautiful. And I know sometimes when you're short or whatever, a lot of people like try to pick on you. Now I want to know, have you ever found yourself in like a position of having to fight over someone, and then they like, or even try to intimidate you because of your size?
Oh, definitely, all my life. I'm Badlands raised through with all the craze, but the good Lord holds me these days.
Love it.
Definitely, I'm humble.
Yeah, you gotta
somebody
get in your poetry bag. Yeah, I remember how you was. Don't think I forgot. But it is tough being beautiful and then short or whatever.
Thank you.
But you look feisty. You look like you could still hurt a person. Like, you don't look far at all.
I really don't, I really am very humble. I was raised by two very good parents who did the best that they possibly could, and I believe they did so. They taught me how to judge people by their character, not the color of their skin. As you can tell, I mess with all types of people, all different types of races. I deal business, and not only that, I'm a lover, I'm not a fighter. I'm definitely don't entertain negativity, and I delete and subtract and get away from it because I can't live that way. That's not the way I was raised, point blank. And you really have to make me stumble. You really have to make me really, really stumble, and it takes years. It takes a lot for me to come out of my character, as you can tell, because you've been around me and you've seen.
I have, and I've seen how you know what, like you definitely like one of the realest people I've ever met in my life, because even that time we was at the casino and you was looking out for me, you remember, and I was like, not too many people. It's like most people sit and either try to flay in the flames of some drama instead of really playing the middle right. And the way that you play the middle, you let both sides know where you stand. You know what I mean? You let everybody know, like, maybe if they're trying to play themselves, you know what I mean? You give out that information, you step back. That's how you play the middle, and I appreciate that. And that just shows how thorough you are. So definitely
thank you.
Shout out to Twitter and your Facebook, because you definitely, your networking bag, you definitely good with your business and organizational skills. You can help me out, and we need to talk. Like, I don't know if you can tell. Like, I told my homie the other day, like, don't get it fooled. Like, I work hard, but sometimes I don't feel like I'm that organized, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to get to where it's like an organized madness or organized crime, if you could say.
You got a lot on your plate. You handle a lot.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, a lot of people, you want them to be loyal, and they fall back, you know, and that's one of the things that I can definitely say. I've always seen the truth tellers, always been very loyal to you, and that's one thing I wanted. Like, that night, she was loyal to me, and that's why I was like, I want to speak. I came, that's the real reason I called, but definitely, we already have spoke about that prior. All you have to do is talk to me, you know, off the show. We'll have a conversation whenever you have time. I know you're a busy person. I know you keep your hands on a lot of pots. Wow.
You're definitely welcome to come as my guest tomorrow. If you would like, you and Free Plus One, and I get you some free drinks again, and maybe this time you could just chill with me and you could talk, because it was just so crazy the other night. But it started to chill out, but I don't know where you went, but we were just sitting in that room in the back, so definitely
those
come
stairs.
Out
you told me to go upstairs, yeah. So I went upstairs. I seen what it was about, though. It was kind of crazy. I know you want to be organized.
Yeah, but it's a lot of room in that room, because everybody, I didn't know everybody wanted to chill in the room. We'll talk. So yeah,
I wasn't
come
even in the room. I just went upstairs.
All right, and shout out to my co-host that's in the building. I had to open up the mic. I seen your number, Miss Fire Chick. shout out to everybody else who pressed one. I'm about to open up your calls too as well. But I love Fire, and I'm glad that you're back on the show tonight on Philly Shine Radio, being the hardworking woman that you are. And I'm even more excited that you're helping out my Kira Beer tomorrow, hosting a Diamond Spotlight. Are you excited as I'm excited?
I'm really excited, you know, especially doing anything with you. So, you know, you definitely got my support. So I'll definitely be there with flags on, you know what I mean? Showing you some love. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Shout out to the Care Bears. Shout out to your followers and everything that's following you. So I hope everybody come through.
Yes, everybody come through. Fire's going to have fun. Her and my sister is going to have a ball, because your Care Bear is my sister. So don't let the sweet face, don't let the Care Bear. She really is a bear.
Uh-oh.
You don't call her Care Bear for that. But she is a sweetheart, though. You've met her, right, Marissa?
Yes, I have. I met her. She's beautiful. Yes. Her and Tima.
Yeah, her and Tima.
Yes, I have.
Tima. All right.
I just confused them with the two, because to me they look a lot alike, especially that night. Yes, I know who she is. She's a very beautiful woman.
Thank you. Oh, you're a very beautiful woman too. And shout out to Gotti too. Where's she at?
Gotti. I haven't heard of Gotti. I don't know what she's into. She wasn't ready. Like, she wanted it. She really wanted it. The last time I was gonna get her on a video with Fabulous,
mm-hmm.
and she skated on me. Like, she just skated on me. I can't. She wanted it, but her drive wasn't there.
I feel you. Okay. But yeah, that's how I feel about certain people too, but I ain't gonna say no names. But back to the show. We having fun tonight. I don't know how long you could chill me, Fire, but I'm actually waiting for my ride. I took a nap, so I'm gonna probably be up all night, and I gotta go check out all my peoples who are on Team No Sleep as well, and everybody who's out and about. So I'm about to go to the streets and be on that New York type time. Shout out to the callers that we have. I'm going to have to see what's up with them and get back to this topic. We're talking about, have you ever had to find yourself fighting over someone? And Fire, just let me take one call, and I want to ask you your take on the topic. I don't see you as a person fighting over someone, but we want to just relate a little bit, really. I've never did it, but I can relate. Like, I've been cussed out a lot about this. You ever had a person just going crazy and you just laughing at them like, bitch, if you knew.
Why you always getting cursed the fuck out?
Huh? Oh, well, 267-751. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up with you, Fire? What's up with you, man?
Midge, what's good? Where you been? Thanks for calling. You know you should be in my competition tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
at 69th Lounge.
At 69th Lounge, what's the qualifications?
Well, I will talk about it, man. I got your number or whatever. I'll hit you up.
You got my number, but what's up with this topic, man? Like, I just got on this. I don't know what
you're talking about. Tonight's topic, we're talking about, have you ever found yourself having to fight over a chick? Have you ever found yourself fighting over someone? And like, I'm not saying
right now.
Really?
Yeah, man. My god brother, ex girl, I'm fuck with right now. So he's throwing salt in my game. My baby mom, he trying to put me on bad terms with her. He playing on my phone, like doing nutty shit over a whole female that wasn't even that type of junk, like hurting me all that type of shit, like, because I'm fucking his old bitch.
Wait, you're still young. Let my listeners know how old you are. So, like, that's crazy that it's still, you know what I mean? Even though you're still young, it shouldn't be happening, but that, you can expect it, you know what I mean? Like, before.
Yeah.
Were you like 21, before you like 25 or whatever, a lot of drama. But that's corny. Playing on your phone, a man?
I wouldn't even entertain that. That's like, there's so many men out here and women the same. I've never done so. I just said I can understand because people feel as though everyone's different. It's people feel as though disrespect. Disrespect, it depends on how you respect yourself, because whatever a person is saying to you, unless you're that so self-confident in yourself, why are you listening to what they're saying? It wouldn't even matter. Men lie just like women lie. You know, you lie about being in a relationship and you get caught up in the middle. That I can see, and someone touching you. Because somebody physically putting their hands on me, oh, yeah, I'm going to protect myself always.
Of course, yeah, that's like, without a doubt, like, you have to protect yourself. But, Jay, Mitch, do you ever find yourself stooping a little bit? Like, he say some shit to you, like, pussy butt? Like, do you ever find yourself?
Yeah, just yesterday, yeah. I just told him to meet me. Like, I told him to meet me. It got to that point, like. But, you know, I avoided the situation. Like, it ain't that serious. And I don't know pussy anyway. You think me, like, there's a lot out there. Like, I'm not no bad-looking dude. You think me, like, but. It ain't that serious for him to be my brother, you think me? But long story short, he's a kid and I'm a man. I can avoid that situation. All men should avoid that.
That's what's up. I feel you. I appreciate you sharing on the topic and being that, you know what I mean, mature about the situation, because 9 times out of 10, it takes maturity dealing with somebody small minded. Like, I've had. And then, like, oh, my goodness, like I said earlier, situation with the chick that bumped me, like, and then on top of her bumping me that day, whatever, I bumped the shit out of her. Like, I'm like, fuck, like, you corny, you want my man, like, you dirty as shit. Like, I don't even understand, like, your motives, bitch, like, and then, like, then she go on MySpace, or was it Facebook at the time? I think it was, yeah, Facebook and MySpace, and she blogs about me, and then she tells people I'm too big, and she'll get her sister. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you ever...
How old are you?
Oh, yeah, and 2 years older than me at that, too. Like, get your fucking life together. Like, I don't know. Something I do not like is, like, people who are, like, mess with somebody else's man, or, like, vice versa, or guys that'll fuck somebody else's girl, you can't trust them. You never know what to expect. So I don't expect too much, and you just keep it moving, be mature. So I've had a couple people cuss me out, and I just laugh, but certain times it takes a mature person to just be like, ah, oh, fuck you. You wouldn't believe me if I asked you to, like. But to join, I'm definitely hit your phone up about tomorrow, because it is 2 more spots left in the competition. tomorrow is going to be real crazy. Definitely shout out to WSE Graphics for doing his thing and hooking up my flyer for me and showing so much love. And my homeboy D-Boy, a.k.a. Rebel, who's performing tomorrow, and all your whole entire squad. Big ups to everybody. So, Mitch, maybe we can get you a part of it. We'll see.
I mean, is it a cipher or is it a battle?
No. It's a competition. The competition is, the first round is 3 minutes, the crowd judge, and then we take, after we have about 4 or 5 artists performing a showcase after the first artist performing the competition in 3 minute set, then we'll announce who made it to the second round, and then we'll have the top 6 perform to get a top 3. Grand first place prize is a video valued at over $500. But this second prize is management consultant from Nick Numbers of A-Lynch Management, and third place prize is 3 hours free studio time at Soundslash Studios, which is amazing quality, down 12th and Spring Garden, really beautiful location. So it's real exciting. And we're giving away
that, right?
Huh? Yes.
That's
you know,
shit, right?
You know, engineering. Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? If you mind, can I ask a question? Where is this located at? Where is this going to be at?
69th Street Lounge. Terminal Square, 69th Street Lounge, hosted by my girl, Fire Chick, and Caribbean, a.k.a. Cookie. And shout out to everybody in the switchboard chilling with us. I'm going to take one more caller before I play some more music. We get to talk about this topic and showing off. I mean, the switchboard is lighting up crazy. Shout out to 404-678 in the building, 712, wherever that is, 717. We got some 609-856. But I'm opening up 267-622. You've been listening for a while. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Man, this is the kid, Chatty Day, y'all. You already know who it is.
It's who?
Shout out my boy. It's Chatty. Chatty Day,
Chatty, you calling from new numbers and whatnot.
Yeah, you already
welcome.
And I've been listening for a minute and saying, yeah, I followed a couple of bitches back in the day. That was when I was in my wild days. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though.
You can't regret nothing that you do, but you wouldn't do that now. Like, would you find yourself fighting over a woman now?
I don't know. Like, it depends. You know what I'm saying? I'm cute, funky. Like, if she touched the day of the mark, you know what I'm saying, I still rock out for her. Cause she used to get into a bunch of shit. That's a, like, she ain't hold no punches. You know what I'm saying? She fight niggas, she fight bitches. You're saying that was my girl. I'm saying I ain't gonna let no nigga just put his hands on it.
Okay. No, yeah, defending her. No, that's good. No. I'm not asking if you defended a person. I'm saying, like, somebody who wanna fuck the girl or something.
I didn't have the problems with her baby father and shit, you know, running little bullshit like that, but ain't about nothing. Everybody goes
through
that.
Definitely, but Shadi, you definitely gotta show off. Shout out your Twitter for everybody. Your
YouTube,
because I know you got a couple videos up too.
On YouTube, I'm saying you looking me up, Shadi J, A to B, allergic to Brooke. I'm saying we in the building. Shout out my nigga Donnie.
Shadi, and that's Shadi, S-H-O-T-T-I-E,
K-R, A to B. I'm saying you go check out my videos. I'm saying that Paperboy video, that's on in the process now. I'm saying that's going to be my lead single for the summer. So everybody stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to nigga Dunny. He is executive producing this shit. Madman Nice, you know, he all over the jam.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Madman.
Yo, we definitely going to be at the Diamond Spotlight tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? 69th Street Lounge. Everybody come out. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be crazy.
You already know it's going to be crazy.
Shawty said
you want
to win a grand prize, so... Y'all listening in?
I'm not coming for second place.
And definitely, thanks for calling me. We got to get a chance maybe tomorrow afternoon to sit down. I told you, you definitely have support and promotion that is at your fingertips and definitely here for you to utilize. So we trying to work. And then you're a talented artist. You got a crazy, crazy energy, and I fucks with you. So we got to get some work popping.
Yeah, I already. I know I got it all in my fingertips. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit away.
All right, that's what's up. Definitely, thanks for chilling with us. I'm going to go in, play some music. I need some of your shit. I'm stealing people's music. If y'all don't want me to play it, fucking sue me. I'm going to tell y'all it. Mm-hmm. Everybody in Sales Place, I'm taking your music.
You get all my shit.
All right. That's what's up. Get permission.
I ain't got no problems with you stealing any shit.
All right, cool. I don't mind being a bully, too, at the same damn time. But, and definitely say hi to my homegirl, Chocolate Chip, chilling with us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Chocolate Chip. I'm saying, I shouted you out on Facebook and shit. I'm saying, follow me at Shotty Junior on Facebook. I'm saying, Shotty J.R. on Twitter. I'm saying,
what's
this stuff? We
definitely
out here, though.
All right. That's what's up. Yeah, we try to have some fun. I want to, get some music popping. I think I'm going to go and I'm going to show some love to another artist who's performing tomorrow in the showcase, I mean, the competition. Give y'all a chance to check it out a little bit. This is my homeboy from Uptown. His name is Jay Crone.
I am on another level. J. Chrome shine like a rose vessel. Never ever let a hater hold me down. Need to recognize I am Mr. Shut It Down. Mr. Shut It Down. Yeah, I step up in the building, cooler than a ceiling fan. Need to be up in the stadium, rocking with a million fans. You already know the plan. I'm about to take it over. Tell them that the wait is over. Got the game up on my shoulders. Let them know I'm running things. Tell me this is not a game. I'ma keep on grinding to $1 million pocket change. Can't nobody stop me, man. I'm about to go insane. Hotter than the day is mama sit there watch the flock of flames. Game time, I'm ballin' now. You talking money? That's what I'm talking about. Fuck the conversation, get to the money. I'm tired of waiting. All I hear a lot of hating. This is what I am on another level. Jay Crow shine like a rose vessel. Talking about that money and I'm ballin' now. Shine hard, this is what it's all about. You ain't no boy, I am Mr. Shut It Down.
Doing something strange.
I fuck what they doing though.
You know, they you, thank you. I'm gonna tell them that you said that. Definitely got Chatty JR listening in on live with us on Philly Shine Radio. Chocolate Chip in the building, Dirty Boy in the building. Follow him on Twitter, Dirty Boy Who, and that's B-O-I, for boy or whatever. I'm trying to get your music uploaded. It's always giving me problems when you try to do shit live while the show is on. It don't mean I'm not going to do it, though. Get this shit done. Blog Talk, be acting like Blog Talk. And shout out to everybody who is helping with, I guess you could say, making Philly Shine better. We got my homeboy Denny Live working on a new server. Shout out everybody in the Demit group, that's Distinguished Men Entertainment Group, who's also helping with the website and also with the website for Soundsplash Studio. Shout out to DunnyEngineering.com coming soon. He's definitely really, really talented. And he's getting ready to release Say Hello to the Bad Guy. Is that the title, I think? Or it's not the Wake Up No More, right, Chatty? Something like that. I think so. Yeah, Say Hello to the Bad Guy. So you get to learn the new music that Big Face Dunny has to offer for himself. So, yeah, special shout out to Dunny. Shout out to everybody chilling with us tonight on the show. I like tonight's topic because everybody is coming at it in, you know what I mean, different angles or whatever. I've never, I guess you could say, no, I did kind of have a fight. And Chocolate Chip, relate to me a little bit, Marissa, because have you ever had a situation where you know one of your homegirls or your friend's man is a dog or whatever, and you tell her, or whatever. So I had a situation like that, and I was shocked because my homegirl, she's like real wholesome and she cool. And my homie, his name was actually Killer. You know what I mean? That was his name. His name was Killer because he was in that goon shit and with the lady. He was called Lady Killer or whatever. So I know him for life. You know what I mean? Being in the hood and being a hoe. And right. Once I found out he was with my homegirl, I didn't really tell her all the stuff he did. I was just like, be careful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, just be careful. I can't believe, like, I'm like, that's your dude? Like, oh, my goodness. Like, you know what I mean? I hope everything goes good, but be careful because the boy is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, he out there a little bit. So after I told her that, he got mad. She told him, and he got mad, and he told her, to fight me or whatever. Like, it was like ridiculous. And then they were plotting on rolling on me, but we were on 58th Street and that's my block, so
I don't entertain none of that. And I don't get involved in that because I know I have women friends as well as male friends, and if you ever see me somewhere, majority you see me by myself. But when I hang with people, I mainly deal with men. Women, I am as real as I can be, and I'm very blunt. So women tend to, I just had a woman tell me something like that about a man that I actually liked. I don't know how to perceive it, but I think she was telling me so more as in hate because of the type of relationship she in. You know, like he do her, she do her, he do him. They act like they don't know about it, but everybody else know. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't entertain that. I don't, like, I could see your man in a bar with another woman. I don't see shit. I hear, see, and know no evil. I'm not a gossiper. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not entertaining nobody's nothing because situation arises like that. You say something, and let's say I say A, motherfucker saying B. Excuse me. Can I curse? Yeah, I can curse, right? And I don't got time for that. I don't got time for that. You can be my sister, and I still be like, I don't see shit because I just don't like my name up in nobody's mouth because I'm the type of person, if you got something to say to me, if I ever came out my mouth to say something, it's something that hurt me. And if you come up to me, I'm going to do it. I'm too old for the bullshit. If you come up to me, I'm going to tell you. And I ain't going to lie to you because that's not me. I believe every day you die a little bit. And I ain't got time. I don't have as many people in my circle because I'm too real. And I like to keep it funky, and I love it in return. I embrace it.
You want to call on the show?
That's all.
I'll text you the number. Well, that's what's up. Shout out to my sister, Care Bear. She just hit me up and said she's going to call on the show as well. My sister has four of them. I'll beat somebody for my sister over some dude. Like, we'll play no games. Like, you come from a van full of riders. Like, I'll beat up somebody for my sister for somebody else. So, and I remember I had to check this girl for my brother one time. Yo, this girl, we used to call her. I'm not going to. All right, her name was Jocelyn, right? And we used to call her Hoselyn. But she used to always try to make it seem like she was down for my brother. So I had to check her one day, like, listen, not going to be fucking on my brother's friend. Like, you just not going to do it. Like, you're not going to be coming to my mom's house disrespecting. And you know what I mean? You know that you out there, like, shorty, get your shit together. And you know what I mean? So, shout out to Shoddy JR in the background. Doing his yeah meme over there. In the world, let me get to switch for organized a little bit since he's not gonna be talking with. Shout out to music I'm trying to upload right now. We got some new music from my homeboy Dirty Boy. What song did you send me?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, we're gonna check it out in a minute and check out everybody else in the switchboard with us. Is that lady? Let me see. 267-679, you're holding. Thank you so much for being patient. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Oh, yeah, and then we got my Care Bear in the building. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Care Bear.
You can call me Wally Honest, whatever.
What are we talking about tonight, Honest Girl?
Well, first we got to show off. Definitely follow Care Bear on Twitter at @CareBear_Cookie. That's Care Bear, a.k.a. Cookie. Welcome back to the show. We got to show you all first because that's what we do on the radio.
Yeah. How y'all doing out there? Shout out. Sign is fire. What is the show about tonight so I can tell everybody how it really is, how it's supposed to be?
Tonight's topic is we want to know, like, have you ever found yourself fighting over a man? Like, you know, like, maybe the bitch just wouldn't leave you the fuck alone, leave him the fuck alone or whatever. She had to get checked or her ass. You ever found yourself, like, in that type of situation?
No, I never found myself in that type of situation fighting over no man at all. Because, you know, when I finally get to that limit that I'm ready to fight, I just leave him alone. It's not even worth it.
I know, that's right.
I do better things with my time.
I know, that's very right, but if a bitch step to you, like, that's
does she act like he's Superman? I mean, when I was a young girl, I had girls outside my crib ready, you know, to rumble. But I'm like, I don't need to fight over him if he's sitting right here. If he's right here with me, why do I need to fight over him? He ain't with you, so guess what? I don't need to fight you. Guess what? I'm not knocking on your door wondering is where he at. You knocking on my door, so guess what? He not even going to let me come outside and fight you. But then guess what? If you catch me outside on the street and you act like you want to rumble me, we can get it in. But I never had that problem with no man.
That's what's up. And yeah, and that's And I'm glad that you even put that on Front Street, because it is that man's responsibility to kind of mediate the situation wherever, whichever way it needs to go, you know what I mean, whether it's to keep the peace between the women or just tell the other woman, like, you, who gives a fuck, I'm with you. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to call an event. We are so excited about Diamond Spotlight Move the Crowd tomorrow. Fire Chick, she calls in earlier, who's going to be a co-host helping you out during the whole show.
Yeah, that's what's up. I hope all those artists bring in crowds so they can move the crowd. That's what it's all about. It's all about if you can get the crowd hyped, make the crowd love you, show love so you can get a lot of love coming back to you. That's what it's all about.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Is that lady? Lady, you want to chill? 267-679. Welcome, welcome. It's Philly Shine Radio. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's Shoddy. Shoddy the gun.
Oh, Shoddy, what's good?
What's up, honey? How you doing?
What's up, Shoddy? Yo, Shoddy the gun. I say, yo, I got to keep saying Shoddy, Shoddy all over again because you in the showcase, right?
Yeah, I'm in the competition.
Oh, you're in a competition? So when I say Shoddy the gun, act like you know you have your CD and everything ready and get on stage and show everybody that you can move the crowd.
Definitely. I got you, you know what I'm saying? It's another Shoddy, ain't it?
Yes,
Shoddy. What's his name?
Shoddy
what?
Shoddy J.R.
Shoddy J.R.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
he in the competition too?
Yes, yes.
Solid.
Kind of neck and neck with the names. We got Jay Smith, Jay Chrome, Shoddy J.R., Shoddy the Gun. So that's why I'm like, normally I call you Shoddy, but we got to be specific today. We like, look, this is Uptown and that's Southwest. So
Right.
And this is my first time really like hosting a show, so I'm going to need all of y'all to cooperate with me and, you know, do your job and move the crowd. Come here. You know what you're there for. I need you to perform and show everybody, you know, what you're doing.
Oh, that's what it's about.
Don't make it hard for me, because I'm not. My patience is really short, you know. So I'm gonna try my best, you know, to make everything equal so everybody can have a chance to show off.
I hear you. That's what it's about. It's gonna be a good time, though. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be none of that dumb shit. Everybody gonna come there with the. I mean, we all try to make moves. Like, ain't nobody trying to beef or nothing like that. Everybody coming there, it's going to be positive energy, and we're going to have a good time. You know what I mean?
It's all about love. You got to show love so you can get love.
Right. Stop the violence, too. You know what I'm saying? Shit drawing out here in Philly right now.
Yes. Stop the violence. I had to see a gun this week. I care not to talk about it too much, but damn, I didn't fucking want to if you could draw it.
Yeah.
I'm like crazy out here, my goodness gracious. But Shoddy, you gotta shout out your Twitter for us and show off a little bit. You know how it is on Philly Shine Radio.
Right. It's my second time being linked up to y'all, you know what I'm saying? My Twitter at Shoddy215, my company at GMF_ENT_court, you know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter and all that. We making moves, you know, doing what everybody else supposed to do, doing what we supposed to do, you know. Normal shit. I mean,
oh, that's right. So, as far as what other things do you have coming up before I even ask you the topic question? Because I know you've been busy and working on some things. So, since you're on the show live, we gotta get a little update.
Well, you know what I'm saying, I got a mixtape dropping. It's supposed to be July 6th, but I don't know. It's going to drop in July though.
July
6th.
That's a date for me. Maybe I could. So your mixtape release.
Yeah, it's called Not for Kids Volume 1. Yeah, man, I got a couple videos on YouTube and all that. You mean, Shy the Gun, just type that in and go to a couple videos or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on the We Run the Streets 3 DVD. You know what I'm saying? Got a video dropping on that. You mean, that's about it. I got a comedian. You know what I'm saying? We got a singer we working on. Like, we got a couple things lined up. You know, we just,
yo,
I ain't talking
yeah,
too much.
Comedian tomorrow. Tell him I said, look, I've been waiting to meet his motherfucking ass. You've been showing them all. and talking about them and stuff. So
I'm trying to tell you, like, when I promote something, it's not just, I'm not just talking shit. Like, that's why I'm not saying too much, but I'm trying to say he's the next Kevin Hart. He's the next Kevin Hart. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, every time I use that, it always come out real good. It'd be like, I'm saying it like at the right time.
You say it at the right times, right?
Right now.
Yeah, the comedian is at callmeking_Joe. That's his Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. All right, like,
tweet me with him. We'll, we do that follow back thing. We got Care Bear back on the line. And while I got you on, honey, I want to play my song, actually. The way
that's
to go, and I appreciate how much you support me.
Yo,
yeah,
honest,
how much
real. I'm still on. They can hear me?
Yeah, you still on, child.
All right, honest for real. Like, for anybody, let's clear everything up. Like, honest a real bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to say bitch or whatever, but honest be looking out. Honest be looking out, like, on some real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say too much, but she already knows.
She gives everybody an opportunity to show what they could do. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. This is important. Can you please
hear
me?
Who is over there bothering my sister about to get fucked up? Are you guys fighting over the phone?
She's giving everybody an opportunity to perform and show how strong they are as an artist so, you know, y'all can get comfortable and build confidence. Stop. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right here with niggas. I don't have that problem with trying to happen to fight over a nigga because the nigga, he sit up there and start going crazy. Stop. Some dumb shit. They get mad. They do something dumb. I'm like, all right, I ain't messing with you like that. Like Daisy said, you be on to the next one.
Exactly.
You find that right one that's going to treat you right and do right by you. If you got to fight over a nigga, then he not yours.
No, that's right. Definitely. Yeah, I have, even to this day, I check bitches' tweets about little subliminals about my babe or whatever, thinking that, oh, they like a challenge. You sound like an idiot. Like, who the fuck wants to get beat the fuck up all the time? Yo, this one girl who I used to be cool with and shit, it used to get on my fucking nerves. We would always have to fuck bitches up for her because, like, I've inadvertently, because, like, I'm going to take up for my homegirls or whatever. Like, it ain't about shit, but she was always in the shit, getting rolled on. Like, why are they rolling on you? Why are they tweeting with you? Why are they on your Facebook? Why are you fucking the same nigga? Like, is it another dick? Like, damn, like, that should be in the way, goddamn. But I'm going to ask you the topic question. We will go into the song by myself. Yes, I read two listeners. I know I surprised motherfuckers. Shout out to my homeboy, Predators Ball, who was like, what are you doing, Anas? You're doing everything. So I'm trying to. I'm trying to make sure all this shit is right.
Wally, you're doing a wonderful job by giving everybody an opportunity to build their confidence and feel like they are already stars. Everybody that you have comes to your shows, they feel like they stars when they get up on their stage. They get to perform in front of a crowd, and they feel good about themselves. It's all about trying to make everybody feel good and trying to bring love to the situation so everybody could be better. Everything, no matter what you do, practice makes perfect. So when that day comes for them, you know, to really shine, they can really say, you know, shout out to Honest Fire because she was there for me when I really needed somebody, when I really wanted to show off. Like, this is real. This is something where you can really show off, show who you are, you know, give other people confidence and say, you know, you can do whatever you want to do.
I know that's the fuck right. Thank you, baby. That sounded amazing. I almost
and
cried.
That's,
like,
that's
real.
That's proper. That's what you call proper because you don't see too many people doing. You see how much you're growing. You're growing. You're getting bigger. You know, everything works out for good at the end, but you always have to be positive. You have to do you. You can't worry about haters on the side, you know, because everybody's going to hate because everybody is different. Competition is easy for me because I love competition, but you have to be like strong-minded in order to deal
mm-hmm.
with different situations.
Mm-hmm. That's damn sure. That's right.
True. And when the rappers get on stage, huh?
Yo, what you gonna say?
when those rappers get on stage at your show, Wally, they feel like stars. They get up there like, you know, I'm going to really spit this. I'm going to let you feel my flow and show you what I'm working with. And it's thorough. I think it's really thorough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm sure they appreciate it.
They appreciate it thoroughly. They should. As they should.
As they should. Well, as she said, we showing the F off. Talent, and this is definitely a big single, so shout out to all the ladies who was in the cypher on Saturday when I had to tell them, public service announcement, pussy taking over. Check it out, y'all.
I'm proud of my little sister.
I love you.
Everything loud from the crowd to the Meechie. Danny, then the Beastie. These bitches can't believe me. Mad cause they paper ain't long enough to reach me. Y'all a bunch of noodles. Get some cheese. Make it cheechy. Yes, I'm the shit. You are a piece of Beastie. 35 to leave me. Can't get dirty, so I call my cousin Kiki. Collecting from the White House and never been to D.C. I'm trigger happy, about to throw a couple shots. Better yet, I'm about to watch the Sixers from the box. We smoking diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over.
Let me get a shot.
I keep money close, I keep dick distant. It costs too much emotions. Emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. Raw shit, go to the mall shit. Bitches mad cause I left with all the mall shit. Even if I'm up, I still got an appetite. Bitches taking care of these niggas, they ain't acting right. I'm acting up, shit I'm bad as fuck. Had to minus the broke bitches to add it up. Cause all the ones who was smiling was really mad at us. Dunny said he made me a hit and said, public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order.
All y'all better listen and follow my instructions.
That beat was off the meter.
Yo, Walia. This is my first time on the stage, Wally. You know I'll never get on the stage. No.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Show my love on Philly Shine Radio. That was my shit. And when I say line up in size old, I mean biggest to smallest. I got you back on the line.
man,
215-778-788.
833.
Yeah, I don't need the whole number.
Yeah.
But we got Care Bear in the building. We got Dirty Boy Check in the building. And what's your name again? 215-778-788.
Atomic Theory.
Atomic Theory. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember.
The Riots, yo. The Riots.
Definitely. We got, you know what I mean, a lot of banging things going on. Common Spotlight, Mood of Proud tomorrow, 6th Street, make sure you're in the building. Do not miss the show. You coming out, Atomic Theory?
Please believe me.
Oh, right.
Yes, madam. Yes, madam. I will be there. I will be there.
That's what's up. Also in the building,
before the Cleveland.
VVS Stone. Oh, it worked. Dirty Boy is about to be on the camera. Sometimes when I try to upload music while the show is on, it never fucking works and always fuck shit up. But see, Dirty Boy, Philly Shine Radio, like you.
That's right.
I know that's great. So we're going
to. His name sounds familiar to me a little bit. Dirty Boy, what? AKA something?
No. The one with the BMG t shirts. My game.
Oh, yeah.
She's
in the showcase
or
the competition?
He's in the competition.
Yeah, I'm in the competition. Yeah.
More than once or twice, okay, Dirty Boy? I'm gonna have to take all of y'all pictures so I can know y'all faces, so y'all.
I got everything ready for you. I've been stalking everybody's pages, so I got everybody's pictures. So you're going to know everything's going to be in the IP.
I'm like the Loch Ness Monster. You ain't got no picture of me.
Well, you're not performing, Mr. Atomic Fury.
Why?
So.
Don't watch me. Watch my moves. I'm going to get up in there. Trust and believe
you
that. I'm going to get up in there.
Hi, baby.
Girl, I know I sound up.
Wait, I'm sorry. I pressed
going back down.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Atomic Fury, and thank you, everybody listening in, because I'm so happy that this song uploaded immediately. Well, it took like 20 minutes, but I'm glad it uploaded. But I got to show some love to my homeboy, Dirty Boy. Check out
right.
the hair on his joint. He was recording down at Sam Splash Studios. If you're not down at Sam Splash Studios, you're not getting the most out of your project. So everybody listening in, get the most out of your project. Hit me up. 1122 Spring Garden is on Twitter. You can look at the picture in the background. Check out our equipment. It's all official. Shit is official.
Everything right.
Yo. Yo.
We ballin'. Dirty.
BMG.
I'm sick of counting money. Got some paper cut.
Yeah.
If you ain't counting money, boy, you lame as fuck.
You know.
Tell them sucker niggas get their money up.
We got them bugs.
Yeah. We walk.
shit. We falling crazy, baby. Haters trying to block my shot. I tell them pussy smell my smoke. I'm headed for the top. I always been the boss, but yet I'm still a player. I'm going hard, fucking bro, trying to get this paper. Banana Chevy, Butter Peak, and Louis Bucket Seats. I'm on that boulevard with a couple freaks. Colombianos, yeah, they hold the heat. And when it's time to go to war, they rock your ass to sleep. Oh, yeah, it's dirty, baby. You know the motto is fucking pavement. Chasing hoes, you chasing dreams. I'm on my grind, I'm paper chasing. I'm on another level. Hit my jeweler up. Tell him I need diamonds in my bezel. Flood the chain out. Catch a nigga riding through the ghetto. Rock and roll dirty. Oh, that boy be playing with that metal. That boy be playing with that metal. A nigga got an issue, we can settle. Huh? I said I'm sick of counting money. Got a money machine to count it for me. I said I'm sick of counting money. Got a bad white bitch to count it for me. Dirty. I'm sick of counting money. Got them paper cuts. If you ain't counting money, boy, you lame as fuck.
Right, right.
I love
right.
that fucking song.
Milwaukee. I'm about
right.
to talk dirty. Milwaukee.
You gotta check the video dirty. Out.
Shout out to my boy Dante Diesel. Did that song, did the video.
Right, that thing crazy.
That thing crazy. Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Fire Chick in the building with us. Chocolate Chip back in the building with us. VBS Stone up in the building with us. Philly Shine Radio. I'm excited. My Care Bear got me in an awesome mood. I love her. It's too amazing. I'm humble. But thank you all for the support. And I'm getting a card because I'm tired of being in the house when I want to be outside the house. All right? So, big breath. Y'all want to come get me. I'm about to text my niggas right now. Come get me. I'm not tired. I'm ready to be out. Where you at right now, Miss Fire Chick?
I'm in New York right now. I'm in New York working, so paying them bills.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, my bad. Manhattan. So, but I just wanted to show you some love and all that good stuff.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, you missed your co-host. She was on the line earlier. And just
okay.
really excited about tomorrow's show. Yes, yes, yes. Anthony's people up. Tell them all.
I'll definitely see her tomorrow. So it's cool.
Yeah, big ups. Definitely. And definitely thanks to you. I appreciate you coming out to help us do our thing tomorrow. You're going to be an excellent add to the show. So big ups.
Yeah, people are excited. You know, I've been hitting a couple people up, and they've been hitting me up saying they're going to come out and show some love. So that's what's up. Shout out to everybody on the line. Shout out to everybody that's going out there. So that's what's up.
Well, yeah, we have VVS Stone. Welcome back. 267-650.
What's going on, everybody out there?
Shine like a diamond, VVS Stone.
What's up, y'all? What's up? How y'all doing? How everybody doing out there tonight?
All right.
We good.
What's up, Chocolate Chip? You sleepy?
Not at all. I'm just like you. I had a nap during the day. So not at all.
Oh, okay. Stone, you ready to move my crowd tomorrow?
Oh, man, I can't wait. You know me. You know me, that's my favorite part of the whole thing, moving the crowd.
Yes. I got the privilege to see you perform last Tuesday. We were down at Fluid. That was a whole bunch of fun. Shout out to DJ Mackey. He who's off DJ tomorrow. DJ Mack has been, like, one of the hardest working DJs I've been talking to lately. Goddamn, like, working twice and working every day, twice a day and every day. Definitely salute DJ Mackie. So y'all get ready for tomorrow. It's gonna be like real, real crazy, real, real official. And I'm excited. And who's more excited? I gotta say is my homeboy Mir Malik. Doing the video. He's definitely a movement. You know what I mean? I'm so proud of him. And he wants to show that Diamond Spotlight is his home and giving away this free video valued over $500 is definitely, I think, a big thing. And then it's going to be a real good look for whoever wins the next one. And then starting next week, I guess, I'm going to talk to CT. He's saying he don't want to do it Monday, but we everybody should be ready to get this shit done. So we're going to see what we could do. For my homeboy Mean and his video. I'm going to play one more song before we end the show, and I'm going to talk to my homeboy DVS Stone Reeves, and I gotta replay that Milwaukee song. That shit hot. I learned it by heart too, because I'm not going to lie, I'm not biased. I fucking love BMG. I love Dirty Boy. I'm not going to fucking lie. God damn it. You better fucking move the crowd tomorrow.
I got some questions before you go offline, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem. VVS Stone, I got to ask you. Tonight's topic, and you're being a very thorough guy, in my opinion. You've been friends for a couple years, and you just always come across thorough and respectful, even when you bring, you know what I mean, your peoples out to the club and stuff like that. But I want to know, have you ever... in your travels, because you've been, you know, up and down the coast with your music and stuff like that, have you ever found yourself in a position because of your music or anything, and, like, you having a fight over a girl or whatever? Like, having a full life you have, I know things can get hectic sometimes. How do you handle those type of situations?
Hold on. Reframe the question again. You said, have I ever gotten into a fight over a girl?
Yeah, like, have you ever had, like, any type of altercation over a girl? That's tonight's topic. You find yourself fighting over someone. Not so much defending them because they, you know what I mean, grabbed their ass or, you know what I mean, or that type of situation. Somebody being disrespectful. I'm talking about somebody who wants to, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I never, not, you know, as I've been grown. I mean, you know, when I was a teenager maybe, but. Yeah, no, I never really had that problem out on the road or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, that counts as a teenager, that counts.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, my first girlfriend, it was funny. My first girlfriend, like, because, you know, I played ball growing. So my first girlfriend, her girlfriends betted her that she wouldn't mess with me and, like, two other dudes on the team. And, yeah, that's funny, right? So she accepted the bet and went on ahead. Now, me not knowing at first that this was going on, but one day, when I went to school, she wasn't at school, and one of the other guys that played ball with us wasn't at school. But I ain't really paying no mind while I was at school, but when I was home, in order for them to get to her house, I mean, in order for her to get to her house, she had to walk past my house. So, Bull was walking her home from his house, and that's how I pretty much found out. So, I pretty much was like on the, all right, well, you know, I'm out. But she wasn't like, she was like, no, it wasn't really like that. So, I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it, I ain't even gonna worry about it. All right, we're gonna still rock out. But at the same time, she still was fucking with Boyle, but she was telling me she wasn't. But Boyle was telling me, like, yo, we still mess around or whatever. So it got to the point.
So you wouldn't believe him. You was believing her.
Right. And, like, she was a cheerleader, too. So, like, it was one time we was at a game. We was at a game, and he was like, yo, let's confront her now. Like, he was like, come on, let's go talk to her now. So like, all right, but she wouldn't like stay still for me and him to confront her at the same time. Like, it shit was so funny now that I think about it. But yeah, but it got to the point where, like, boy, like, I didn't really care about ball, because I was young, and you know what I'm saying, it wasn't the, at that point in time, you know what I'm saying, she wasn't the only girl that I started messing with, because once I started finding out she was messing with ball, you know, I went and kept it moving pretty much. But she was like, she was my first girl, and we were together for like 2 years, so, you know, I definitely had love for her, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I got love for myself more than anything.
That's
so
right.
So after a while, it got to the point where me and Boy, well, Boy got on some type of tip, like, you know what I'm saying, leave her alone, that's my girl now, and all that. So, I, you know, whatever, dude. And it got to the point where so me and Boy fought and all that. But, I mean, you know, once we got in high school and all that, me and Boy became cool again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, but other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it with me.
That's fine. Yeah, like, back in the day, it happens. I think I never had too much growing up, because it was known, like, what's mine and don't touch it. You know what I mean? I had one of those Bogart situations or whatever. You can't even touch my stuff. I'm not even gonna be with it. Not even with it. But shout out to my homegirl, Chocolate Chips, still in the buildings with us. She said she wanted to ask a few questions before we end the show. And definitely thank you, Stone, for relating with us with this topic and sharing your stories. You know, we all
hey,
have
hey,
our
be honest.
Hey, yes, yes.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, make sure starting Monday, right, the restaurant, everything is $5. All our platters is $5. So make sure when you get a chance, you come out.
Let them all know where the kitchen is over there.
6152 Market Street. It's called Big Slim's and Delicious D's Kitchen. We open from 11 in the morning to 1 a.m. in the morning. We got $5 platters, chicken breasts, chicken fingers, chicken wings. We got mussel platters, shrimp platters, turkey chops, lamb chops, sweet potato casserole, macaroni and cheese.
That sounds good. 6152
Market Street.
What's the name of the place?
Huh?
What's the name of the place?
Go ahead.
Big Slim's Kitchen.
Big Slim's.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Big Slim's Kitchen.
Six Slim's?
Big Slim's.
I still can't understand if he's saying Six Slim's.
Tomorrow he'll be at 69th Street Mall, but he's at Big Slim's Kitchen.
Oh, Big Slim's.
I apologize. 6152, right? Or 53?
Yeah,
6152. Yeah, 6152 Market Street. All right, yeah, definitely. Thank you. And what did you want to say, Miss Chocolate Chip, before we
I just wanted to ask if you still had openings for slots, because I know a lot of people that would probably like to take advantage of the type of show you're going to be having tomorrow. But say I can't say I will be there. I don't like to say I'm going to be somewhere and not do it. I am about my word. So I'm not sure if I will be
here, but I
would like to, you know, pass on the information.
Well, yeah, it's actually two slots open in the competition, and I'll text it to you.
Okay,
so you
no problem.
Forward it to them, and let me know who they are so I can expect them, and I definitely need pictures
right.
Because Miss Care Bear says she wants to know what everybody looks like so she's not confused or whatever.
Right.
You keep everything in order. And again, I love my homeboy's flow. Dirty, I love the dirty flow. I love the voice. Definitely a banger. I gotta play it again. Street banging like Cosmic Kev. I like Kev's show. You know what I mean? I definitely love the coming show. I like anytime you're on the goddamn radio. Very fun, interactive, bull. Shout out to everybody at Power 99 too. Fucks with them, but I'm doing my street banging over here and bringing the song back. I need some sound effects. But shout out to my boy Dirty Boy. This is called Milwaukee. We got them bucks. I love this song. Good night, everybody, and thanks again.
Good night. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Play song. All right, now my computer wants to go freaking smart. Smart computers nowadays, I swear, I wish it was like an old TV. You just, like, bang it. You got to hit it hard with the hammer and stuff to make it work. That's cool. We're going to get it popping. Let me press the button again. Press the button again. Why won't it work? It's not working.
I'm back. That's crazy.
It's some salty stuff. I feel like it's giving me blue balls or something. Press it all and it won't open. Alright.
It's Mr. Talk Heavy.
Hold up. You're too good now.
What the fuck?
There we go.
Yo.
That's a great voice.
We ballin'. Dirty.
Oh, yeah.
BMG. I'm sick of counting money, got them paper cuts.
Yo.
If you ain't counting money, boy, you lame as fuck. We got them bugs. Call them bitches one.